It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
It is that weather. Starting today, temperatures are going to climb to the point where some of our upper snowpack will start melting off.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is taking a look at the warm weather and its impact. Adam?
Amanda, here's how the highs look for the next 3 days in Salt Lake City. 71, 78, and 76 degrees by Saturday. That's easily warm enough to melt at least a little bit of our snowpack, which is currently almost 40% stronger than the average snowpack that we've seen over the last 30 years. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank predicts,
we've got a lot of water, and we're going to fill the reservoirs across the state with the exception of Lowell, Flaming Gorge, and the Great Salt Lake.
Well, Kevin says it's at least nice to be in much better shape than we were just a couple of years ago. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Members of the International Olympic Committee are enjoying the nice weather here in Utah as they continue their Olympic venue tour today. Future host commission member Jacqueline Barrett talked to reporters and said, so far, she's impressed.
It's incredible what you've achieved with such a small core team of mainly volunteers.
The chair of the committee even went so far as to say Utah's setting is, quote, perfect. The team today will be touring venues in the Park City area.
Checking out Utah's mass transit system was also part of the IOC tour.
UTA Executive Director Jay Fox thinks the delegation was impressed with what we already have, and by the time the games arrive, there will be several new improvements.
We're going to have a new orange line, which will run from the airport all the way up to the university. We'll redesign our blue line, and the blue line will actually go to the airport and then all the way down to Draper. We'll start servicing the Granary District as well.
Fox says one of the biggest delays Trax experiences right now is that three lines go through five stops, and these improvements will drop that to just two. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Utah's biggest airport, which will play a big role in the upcoming Olympics, is also shining, according to the latest numbers. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit continues our live team coverage. Michael?
Tim, it comes from federal data off of the Bureau of Transportation, but by the end of 2023, arrivals and departures were on time 83.97% and 83.1% respectively at Salt Lake Air. The arrival stats of our airport tied with another major Delta hub, Minneapolis-St. Paul, for a second place on that podium. But as far as traffic goes, Salt Lake Air says nearly 1.2 million passengers went through in December of last year alone. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
The housing market usually ramps up when the temperatures rise during the spring, but potential buyers and sellers might hold back as they watch mortgage rates climb. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more. Peter?
Amanda, for the townhome under construction to my right, the mortgage rates could be in the neighborhood of 6.9%. That's because mortgage rates are springing back nationwide after a months-long decline.
From 8 degrees till the downstream to now 2 degrees till the downstream. So the wall has rotated back towards the reservoir, and we see that as a positive sign.
So that wasn't the right clip, but CNBC's Diana Olick says that we're reaching levels that we haven't seen since Thanksgiving in the neighborhood of 7.2%. That's led to a plateau in new mortgage applications this week, but CNBC is reporting that people are bucking a trend and refinancing by a lot more than usual. In other words, no one's buying, but people could be refinancing in case rates do shoot up again. Reporting live from a townhome construction site in Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We told you about the PPI numbers. Here's another piece of economic data this morning. Fewer Americans applied for jobless benefits last week. The latest report out this morning shows the number of people looking for benefits went down by 11,000 compared to the week before.
KSL's top national story is now we have beautiful weather here, but a large portion of the country is dealing with severe weather this morning. Parts of Louisiana look like a war zone after a deadly storm system hit the Gulf Coast. ABC's Andrew Dimbert is there.
Big tornado! Big tornado!
Slamming Slidell, Louisiana near New Orleans, leaving a trail of destruction.
This has been a catastrophic event for the city of Slidell.
Children of Sergeant Jake Morris took cover in a bathtub as their father made rescues.
Y'all can come out in the bathtub. Daddy wants to talk to you.
Out of the 14 years I've been doing this job, I haven't been that scared or nervous.
Authorities carrying out more than 50 rescues.
We're alive. We're safe. That's all that matters. Stuff is stuff. It can be replaced.
Hundreds of homes and businesses damaged.
More than 30,000 homes are without power this morning.
I like this story. Japan giving the U.S. 250 new cherry trees to help replace the hundreds that will be ripped out this summer as construction crews work to repair the crumbling seawall around the capital tidal basin. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida made the announcement during his White House visit last night. The original cherry trees were planted in 1912.
Wow.
As a symbol of friendship between Japan and the U.S. Sad that they've been standing that long and have to be taken out.
Mm. First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
I-15 traffic is still running clear in Salt Lake and through Davis County so far. In Utah County, closest thing to a delay was going south from Pleasant Grove into Orem. Now that that crash is finally cleared, even that is gone. Only seeing some city street delays on the west side of Salt Lake County, 3500 south near Bangor and on Bangor and Mountain View, I should say. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The man who caused a crash that killed a 7-year-old back in June will be sentenced in Washington County today. KSL-TV's Debbie Worthen met with the boy's mother, Brianna Ramirez.
The 7-year-old died tragically after a 3-car hit-and-run crash back in June of last year. Police arrested 46-year-old Tracy Sandoval near the scene. Brianna knows it's going to be an emotional day, so she's relying on others to help her celebrate her son.
Ramirez is inviting the whole community to come out and celebrate her son's life.
We're learning more about a house fire in West Haven last night. Fire officials say it was started by sparks from welding. The sparks hit a Christmas tree stored in the garage. Investigators are reminding Utahns to use tools and open flames carefully.
Utah County dealing with a string of convenience store burglaries that are targeting vape and tobacco products. Police are investigating thefts in Lehigh, American Fork, and the Cedar Hills community. They suspect some of them are related.
The NTSB is investigating a crash near Philadelphia involving a car in self-driving mode.
The NTSB says a Mustang Mach-E sport utility vehicle that may have been operating on a partially automated driving system hit two stationary passenger cars on Interstate 95 early in the morning on March 3rd. Both drivers of the stationary cars were killed. The Mach-E hit a parked Toyota Prius and rammed into a Hyundai Elantra. Ford said it is researching the crash and is cooperating with investigators. The crash is the second this year involving a Mach-E that the NTSB is investigating. The first occurred on February 24th in San Antonio, Texas. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas keeps running into snags. We check in with ABC's Christian Cordero.
An Israeli airstrike killed three sons of a Hamas political leader. Hamas claims four of his grandchildren were also killed. Meanwhile, negotiations for a ceasefire deal may have hit another snag. Hamas now says it does not have enough hostages in custody to meet the terms of the proposed deal, raising concern that more of the hostages may no longer be alive.
U.S. officials also warning Israel of an imminent attack by Iran in the coming days, possibly using drones and missiles to retaliate for an airstrike last week at its consulate in Syria.
The interpreter for Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is now facing federal charges for illegal sports betting. ABC's Michelle Fisher reports from outside Dodger Stadium.
Shohei Ohtani has maintained his innocence, saying he wasn't involved and that he has never betted on baseball or any sport. ESPN reporting investigators have determined that to be true. Fans saying they're eager to put this scandal behind them and get back to baseball.
I think Shohei handled it like a professional. I think the Dodgers handled it like professionals.
Now we could get on with the game and see who wins.
Mizuhara is also being investigated by the IRS and Department of Homeland Security. When reached for comment, his attorney declined.
The interpreter is reportedly working on a plea deal.
7:09, let's get a look at the drive with traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Back to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, I-15 still clear of delays through Salt Lake County. It's been pretty quiet on most of our city streets, although Mountain View, you're going to have to wait to get through that 3500 South intersection. Tooele County, though, starting to back up in Lake Point between Sunset Road and Saddleback before you can get onto I-80. But then once you're on I-80, it's smooth sailing to the airport. Heather?
One of our busier roads in Weyburn Davis County is 5600 South in Roy. We're starting to see the delays from the railroad tracks heading east toward I-15 and Hill Air Force Base. Other than that, it's actually still a pretty quiet drive on most of the other city streets, although when the lights turn red at some of the larger intersections, you might see just a little bit of backup. But if you're on a freeway, I-84, US 89, I-15, they're all running at speed in all directions. Eric?
If you're eastbound on I-80 and exiting at 1300
east. We've got a crash on the off-ramp. It's over on the left-hand side, so it looks like folks are just going single file on the one right lane that's available. Expect a little bit of slowdowns as you try to exit there. Otherwise, I-80 looks good heading out towards the mouth of Parley's Canyon and into the canyon itself. No problems in that crash. Southbound I-15 in Orem has been cleared up, so everything's good in Utah County. Discover the power of hands-on learning at Tooele Technical College. With affordable, flexible, and achievable technical education, your future begins here. Apply today at tooeletech.edu. That's tooeletech.edu. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL hourly forecast. We've got 7 a.m. temperatures at 43 degrees. Light winds out of the southeast at about 5 to 7 miles an hour with sunny skies. Into the lunch hour, it's sunny, 62, and it looks great into the afternoon. We're going to keep it in the low 70s with sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
That sun's about to pop up this morning over the Wasatch, but right now 43 in Salt Lake City.
Man, the markets took a beating yesterday. The Dow was down 1%, down 422 points at the close. We'll get a look at futures coming up, but we're also going to talk to Caleb Silver, who's the head of Investopedia, to ask him, what about this inflation, the CPI number from yesterday, and what does he see as a possible, you know, ramification on interest rates this year.
We always look forward to it because he puts it in understandable terms.
Right.
Because it's tough for us to figure it out, but he's got it dialed in, so look forward to that coming up next. A day of street racing could result in a prison sentence for a Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver.
Rashee Rice was driving one of two sports cars seen racing on a busy Dallas highway before spinning out of control and causing a multi-vehicle crash. Among the charges police have filed is aggravated assault, which carries a maximum sentence of 20 years. But
if he is well represented, he will not go to prison.
Defense lawyer George Milner is not connected to the case, but he notes that Rice has apologized to the other people in the crash.
I think most of them would want to be compensated for their injuries.
Rashee Rice still has not turned himself in. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Scientists have been trying to figure out why so many small-toothed sawfish are dying in the waters of southern Florida. The fish are a critically endangered species, and the fish have been seen spinning and beaching themselves in shallow waters. What's going on there?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what it sounds like.
Mm.
We have a whirling disease
here.
And it causes the fish to grow kind of in a half-moon shape.
Oh, wow.
And then they swim in circles. That's what it sounds like.
Researchers are taking samples from healthy fish and comparing them to samples from the fish that have died in hopes of determining a cause.
Mm. Utah Hogle Zoo has three new friends. They're cougars. The animals were rescued as cubs in Nebraska. Two of them, Liam and Maria, experienced some extreme weather and frostbite before their rescue, but now all three are in perfect health and are playing well.
A German museum worker was fired after hanging his own art inside the museum. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla explains.
The 51-year-old exhibition technician achieved his dream of having his artwork in a famous museum. It just wasn't put there by a curator. He snuck the painting in himself and put it on display for just a short while until security realized it wasn't part of it. Munich police say that he's now facing charges for damage to property because he used two screws to attach the painting to the wall and caused about $100 in damage. The museum spoke out and said they thought it was funny and they'd like to get to know him more. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe it'll go up, you know, in sale since he put it on display. I love this story, too. Police in Roswell, New Mexico just got a new patch on their uniforms, and it's definitely unique to the area. Roswell, of course, famously known for being an alien enthusiast hub, and people interested in extraterrestrials flock to the city. So the police department just embraced it.
Yeah.
And their new patch reads, "Protect and serve those that might land here."
That's good.
I like it.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, a prop from Star Wars, A New Hope, is expected to sell for thousands at auction. It's a pair of chicken leg stilts. The stilts, designed to look like chicken legs, were used in a bar scene. They are expected to sell for up to $2,100.
Oh, boy. Iowa is going to retire legendary player's number just a week after her last game.
Number one in the country in scoring, number one in assists, number two in field goal percentage, number one in most threes made, and there's another one for Caitlin Clark.
Of course, we're talking about Caitlin. Number 22 is going to be retired this week. Iowa said there will never be another Caitlin Clark. There will never be another 22. Clark holds the women's scoring record and the all-time NCAA scoring record. There's a couple of other notes here. We talk about Taylor Swift's impact on economies as she goes around. They estimate that Clark and the Hawkeyes' economic impact in the local area was $80 million.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful.
And she's projected to be the number one pick for the WNBA, and Indiana Fever have the number one pick.
Oh.
So 36 of their 40 games are going to be televised nationally.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You think that's by accident?
Wow.
All right, KSL News Time, 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
new mortgage applications have come to a halt since rates at their highest peak since Thanksgiving. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Second, the International Olympic Committee continues their venue tour here in Utah today, focusing on the Park City area.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
I-15 traffic is still clear as long as we don't have any crashes. We'll see how long it stays that way. Even coming out of Ogden through that typical construction and down to Roy and Riverdale. Looking good so far. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Stunning spring weather today with highs in the low 70s and sunny skies. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 43 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
And time for a look at our top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The Biden administration is today moving to cut off a loophole that has allowed the sale of guns without background checks in the U.S. ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
DOJ is moving to close the so-called gun show loophole, authorizing the ATF to require that anyone selling guns commercially to register and do background checks on gun sales, no matter the circumstances.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says it's a change that came about after the bipartisan Safer Communities Act that was passed in 2022.
Under this regulation, it will not matter if guns are sold on the internet, at a gun show, or at a brick-and-mortar store.
He also says he is positive this will survive any Second Amendment challenges. A Virginia grand jury has handed up an indictment against a former assistant principal in Newport News, who prosecutors say ignored warnings about a six-year-old with a gun. That little boy later shot and wounded his teacher. In the first quarter of 2024, the TSA reports finding more than 1,500 guns at airport security checks across the country. You're listening to ABC News.
Well, the markets took a dive last night after the latest inflation numbers showed core prices were higher than expected.
Joining us live is editor-in-chief of Investopedia, Caleb Silver. How do you read what's going on here, Caleb?
Yeah, inflation's still sticky. We had a 3.5% annual rate for the consumer price index. That was released yesterday. We have food and energy prices and housing prices, gas shelter prices driving 56% of that increase. Gas is up 20 cents in just the last month. So we're still dealing with sticky high inflation. 3.5% was the annual rate. Guess what? A year ago, it was 3.7%. So while it's come way down from that 9%, we're stuck here above 3%. The Fed would like that closer to 2.5% before it considers lowering interest rates. That's what's spinning the stock market into this tizzy right now. But we're still dealing with inflation and probably will be for the rest of the year.
Yeah. So when do we get to change this sticky inflation to gooey inflation and that it's become a stagflation situation?
Yeah, we're not even close to that. We still have inflation and that prices are rising. When you look deep into the numbers and you look at some of the things driving it, car insurance up 22% in the last year, household repairs 18%, veterinary services up close to 10%, juices and drinks 27.5%. So you have individual components really driving these prices higher. Energy has a lot to do with that because you need gas and energy to move things around, but we still have very high shelter prices because the housing market is stuck. So landlords are raising rent because nobody's moving, so they're able to raise their rent. So we have this entire cycle here right now. Plus, you have higher wages for the first time in years outpacing inflation. That means companies have to charge more for their products to consumers. So that's where we're at.
What do you make, Caleb, of the argument I read yesterday that said that the way to get prices to come back down is to cut interest rates?
Yeah, there's starting to be a growing drumbeat around that. And the way to cut, if you cut interest rates, the risk there is that it makes money cheaper and people just borrow more and spend more, which drives prices higher again. So economics works in these weird cycles sometimes. And we're in this spot where the Fed thought it could engineer a soft landing that just hasn't been able to bring that last part of inflation down. Now we're dealing with interest rates at a 14-year high, which has made everything more expensive, certainly buying a home, getting that first mortgage, but also credit card APRs, car loans, if you're buying any of those products or getting a new credit card or not paying your credit card, you're feeling the impact of interest inflation. That hurts low-income folks the most, plus the shelter and food prices. We just can't get away from it. So I think lowering interest rates right now may not help. Raising interest rates certainly won't help. This is kind of a wait this one out, maybe towards the back half of the year.
Does the Fed at some point just kind of throw in the towel and say, all right, let's get this recession going and get it over with so we can get to the other side?
Yeah, hardly. The Fed doesn't want a recession. Recessions hurt lower income folks the most. If you think about the Fed's mandate, and they are independent and they try to do right by households, they know that high inflation hurts families a lot, high rent prices, but recessions hurt lower income folks the most because they have the most to lose. They don't have a lot of wiggle room or a lot of savings. They're not trying to trigger a recession. They're trying to steer us clear of one. Mm. It's just been really hard given the stickiness of these high prices. Mm.
We'll continue to check in with you, Caleb. Thank you for your expertise. That's Caleb Silver with us, the chief of Investopedia here on The In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get another look now at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Back to you, Andy.
Well, the slowing on 201 freeway starting to creep in now as you go through Magna into West Valley. We've also got slowdowns on the west side of Mountain View and Bangor near 3500 South, and then our typical Bangor slowdown coming down the hill from 5400 South into Taylorsville. Heather?
Still no slowing. Southbound I-15 between Ogden and Salt Lake, so you're still under 30-minute drive no matter where you get on the freeway in Ogden. If you are getting through the canyons, I-84 Weber Canyon, that is at speed both eastbound and westbound to and from Morgan. And if you need to get to the airport, transitioning onto Legacy Parkway and the West Side Belt are good options for you as well. Eric?
Got one northbound I-15 crash in Lehigh. This is kind of the midway point between Lehigh's Main Street and 2100 North. It's about a mile before the 2100 North exit. We got cars over on the left side and on the right side, so stick to the middle. And right now, we don't have any delays going through there. And you got an eastbound crash on the I-80 if you're trying to exit at 1300 East and Sugar House. On the exit ramp itself, only one right lane is getting through while they sort that out. When you choose Performance Automotive and Bountiful, you're choosing convenience with four dealers inventory: Performance Ford Lincoln, Performance Honda, Performance Toyota, and Truck Country, all in one place. PerformanceBountiful.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast starts out with a three-day stretch of highs in the 70s. Today we'll go 72, sunny skies. Tomorrow mostly sunny and 78. 76 on Saturday, mostly sunny there. Dialing it back to 68, partly cloudy skies on Sunday. Monday 61, mostly cloudy, slight chance for a sprinkle. We keep those shower chances into Tuesday, 57. Bottom of the barrel, next Wednesday, 51, mostly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Fair skies, 43 degrees this hour, and the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
If you'd ever like to hear the newscast from the top of the hour or bottom of the hour, and you're a few minutes late, you can always go back and listen to it on the podcast.
Yeah.
They post it shortly after we do the newscast. The most recent one will get posted, and you can find that on the KSL News Radio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just look up Utah's Morning News.
I would encourage you to download that KSL News Radio app. It's handy. Coming up in a minute, we'll see what the markets look like just ahead of the opening bell and check your money news headlines next.